What was that one that used to make my mom cry? Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
You have entered Ghost Town. Merry Christmas.
Care Bear homes decorated, a rainbow lit sight. candy cane houses and colors so bright. We know something quite magic will happen tonight. Christmas is almost here. It's a special time for children everywhere. A time to be happy and show that we care. A wondrous time, just feel it in the air. It's the holiday spirit that we can all share. It's Christmas in Caroline. We've been waiting all year. It's finally here. Christmas in Caroline. A rainbow colored to be near those that we hold dear. Christmas in Caroline, and our hearts are full of love tonight. In the castle we gather and sing by the tree. As the feeling of Christmas comes over me. Time for joy, peace, and love. Time for sweet harmony. Christmas is almost here. Sharing time with our friends and with family too. As we all help each other make wishes come true. And we hope that this Christmas is merry for you. Christmas is almost here. It's a special time for children everywhere. A time to be happy and show that we care. A wondrous time, just feel it in the air. It's the holiday spirit that we can all share. It's Christmas in Caroline. We've been waiting all year. It's finally here. Christmas in Caroline. A rainbow colored banner divide. It's Christmas for us to be near those that we hold dear. Christmas in Caroline, and our hearts are full of love tonight. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Just like I was hollering up on it, spy was gone. You can hear me everywhere hollering. It takes a fellow with good lungs to holler, though, I'll tell you that. He's got to have good lungs. Yeah, I holler every morning, every evening. Thanksgiving, I got the Christmas song.
Right.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Saint Nicholas came dancing overhead, then jumped nimble down the chimney. Ah, when he saw the dinner table spread, he had a feast by imni. First he ate the goose, then he ate the fish, gobbled up the smorgasbord and every tasty dish. When in the morn we tumbled out of bed, there was Nicholas, old Saint Nicholas, stuck by the belly in the chimney. Stuck by the belly in the chimney.
Ben Cartwright, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
The North Pole is the most desolate, forbidding landscape on the face of the earth. But that has not stopped men from wanting control over that vast flow of snow and ice. But only one man has succeeded in setting up a comfortable home and a thriving business.
Ho, 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 ho. Come on, fellows, let's get back to work.
Not until we discuss a change in the working conditions.
Curio, since when do you speak for the others?
I'm the foreman. We demand a higher salary and better hours.
We can discuss that after Christmas. We only have 6 days left until delivery Christmas Eve.
That old routine won't work anymore, Santa Claus. We have to earn a decent living. No pay increase, no work.
Then I will hire other elves to finish the toys.
No, Santa, you won't do that either.
And just who is going to stop me?
I will.
Stop! Stop this craziness! You're destroying my toys! Who is this madman?
I am Rabbit, and I am here to make sure no one crosses the picket line.
In Washington, at the headquarters of the OSI, Office of Scientific Intelligence, Steve Austin is conferring with Oscar Goldman.
Oscar, what is so important that I have to interrupt my Christmas vacation?
I'm sorry, Steve, but we have a very serious situation on our hands.
And, of course, only I can handle it.
You should be flattered, Steve. You're my best agent.
I would trade that honor for some time off during the Christmas holidays.
Steve, I received a call from the National Weather Service early this morning.
I didn't know they were part of the Defense Intelligence System.
They most certainly are. We need them for satellite reports, weather forecasts for the Air Force.
I get the idea, Oscar. What's the problem?
The polar ice cap at the North Pole.
Don't keep me in suspense, Oscar.
It's melting, Steve.
You can't be serious. The North Pole melting?
According to my calculations, the temperature under the ice is rising at the rate of 1 degree per hour.
How much time does that leave us?
If the rate of thaw continues at its present speed, the entire northern hemisphere could be under 2 feet of water by Christmas Day.
That's only 5 days from now.
Steve, you must get up to the polar region immediately. You can function without worrying about the weather conditions.
Are there any leads, Oscar?
Just this. We've discovered certain areas are giving off artificial heat. We've been able to pinpoint some of the generating points from our satellite sensors. I suggest we try those areas first.
What do you mean, we, Oscar?
I'm going with you.
Later that morning, on an Air Force jet streaking north to the polar ice cap.
Oscar, do you have any idea who might want to melt the ice cap?
No, I don't. I checked with the Defense Department before we left. There are no reports of enemy action in this sector.
What do the computers show?
We drew a blank there, too. Red light. We're almost at the jump site.
Jump site?
Steve, you're a pilot. You know we can't land on the ice.
Oscar, you didn't tell me about this.
It's too late to argue about it now. There's the green light. See you on the ground. Don't get your feet wet.
After landing on the cold Arctic surface, Steve and Oscar unload the gear they need to find the heat source.
Let me handle the heavy stuff, Oscar.
You never cease to amaze me, Steve.
We, too, are impressed by your great strength. No, do not move. You are covered.
Who are you?
That is none of your business.
If you're going to point that machine gun at me, I would say it's my business. Oscar, I think we can rush this guy.
Careful, Steve.
You may be trigger-happy.
No talking! You are to only answer my questions.
My friend and I are here on a natural history expedition for the National Scientific Guild.
Enough of this nonsense! You are spies! Scientists do not parachute out of U.S. Air Force planes! What is your mission here?
We came to see Santa Claus. He's right behind you.
Where?
Now, Oscar.
I'm hit.
You are my prisoners. Come with me.
After landing on the Arctic terrain, Steve and Oscar were accosted by the enemy agent Remmert at gunpoint, captured and locked up in an old warehouse.
Is the wound serious, Oscar?
I don't think so, Steve. Looks like a scratch. Where are we?
It's a warehouse of some sort.
Look at these boxes. Why, they're loaded with toys.
Oscar, you don't think... Hey, who's that?
Well, I'll be. No, he doesn't really exist.
Who doesn't exist? A fat man with a white beard?
Who are you?
What is the world coming to? Is TV destroying everything? I repeat, I am a fat old man. I have a white beard and a warehouse full of toys, and this is the North Pole.
Oscar, there is a Santa Claus.
They'll never believe this in Washington.
They'll believe anything in Washington, Mr. Goldman and Mr. Austin. Pardon me, Colonel Austin.
How do you know who we are?
From up here, I can see everything. Could we strike a deal in some bionic man dolls? I think it would really help business.
Maybe later, but first tell us what's going on here.
It started out as a labor problem. My workers...
You mean there are elves, too?
Sure, I can't afford full-sized people. They eat too much.
Go on.
Curio, my foreman, organized a strike and called in this gun-toting terrorist, Rama, to be his enforcer. And they locked me up in here.
But why is he trying to melt the ice cap?
To put the heat on. If he floods out my warehouses by Christmas, I won't be able to deliver any of these toys.
Not to mention what he could do to the entire world.
We'd better hurry. There are only 2 days left until Christmas.
Locked in Santa's warehouse, Steve and Oscar have to figure out a plan to return Santa to control of his toy manufacturing colony. First, they must disarm the terrorist, Remmert.
Getting Remmert's gun shouldn't be too difficult, but we have to help Santa get his elves back to work.
I don't know how to do it.
You might give in to some of their demands.
Never!
Why not? Haven't they worked faithfully for you?
Yes, but this last act was unforgivable.
I'll agree they went overboard, but give them a chance.
In 48 hours, my group will control the world. Major cities will be underwater, and you will all be dead.
Pretty sure of yourself.
I have planned this operation very carefully. Those stupid elves provided the perfect cover. They, too, will soon be prisoners.
Oh, no, we won't. Don't move.
I'm sorry, Santa. I should have trusted your judgment. Drop your weapon, Remmert. I have an L5 laser pistol in my hand.
You won't take me!
It's all over, Remmert. You're coming back to the United States to face trial.
First, he's going to tell us where the heat generators are located.
Never!
Let me handle this, Colonel.
He's all yours.
As I was saying, Remmert, before the little skirmish which just took place, this is an L5 automatic laser pistol. It will cut you in half in a matter of seconds. This is your last chance to talk.
I'll tell! I'll tell!
Later, after all the heat generators have been cleared and Oscar has seen that the temperature is falling back to normal, he and Steve prepare to leave with their prisoner.
I don't know how to thank you, gentlemen.
Well... I hate to ask for anything, but I'm sure my office would like to analyze that automatic laser pistol.
Of course. And we will give one to Colonel Austin so he will have something to play with.
You mean it's a toy?
One of my best.
We work hard all day, but cheer.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. Cheer.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. Ho, ho.
When Santa came to my house, he gave me a hula hoop. I tried and tried to make it spin, but it wouldn't loop the loop. So Santa said,
I'll help you, you really do look funny.
Then he hopped and he puffed, but he couldn't get the hoop around his tummy. Santa stopped for the hula hoop. He found a Santa bunny. Santa took that for the hula hoop. He yanked it around his tummy. Poor Santa nudged and wiggled, but still didn't have much luck. He pushed it down an inch or two, then the hula hoop got stuck. So Santa gave up trying and said to me,
by chimney, yes, I'll have to leave by your front door, cause I can't climb up the chimney.
Santa took that for the hula hoop. He drowned a Santa bunny. Santa took that for the hula hoop. He can't get it off his tummy. I said goodbye, dear Santa, and helped him in his sleigh. I heard his reindeer laugh and laugh as he started on their way. Now it's goodbye, old Santa, and somehow he looks funny. Just remember that my hula hoop
is stuck around my tummy.
Santa took that for the hula hoop. He found a Santa bunny.
I can't get it off my tummy.
Thank you. star in David's land, so bright it did appear. Unto King Herod's chamber, and brightly it shined there.
The wise men soon espied it, and told the king so high,
that a princely babe was born this night, no king could e'er destroy.
That a princely babe was born this night, no king could e'er destroy.
If this be true, King Herod said, that thou hast told to me, this roasted cock you see on my table shall crow full fences three.
The cock soon crusted and feathered well by the work of God's own hand.
And he did crow full fences three on the table where he did stand.
And he did crow full fences three on the table where he did stand.
Yes, he did crow full fences three on the table where he did stand.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. People loaded with goodwill, giving presents, what a thrill. That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to leave his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Easter and Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding-dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say, hooey and bah humbug!
They love Santa Claus on the evening stage. They know where to pull the curtain and hide from hunger's rage. There ain't no town to stop in. They ain't no time to stop in. They ain't no straw for my horse. They ain't no straw for my bed. There ain't no company in cold boat. There ain't no room or food for my stomach. And someday I'm gonna be safe. Cause I gotta eat and drink and breathe and sleep, and I'm asleep. Down in Harmony's Grotto, they were still dying and leaving every second on the evening stage. They were still dying and rotten and picking some new kind of cotton with his fingers broken in his heart back and forgotten. And there ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage. Oh, 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 oh,
always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Christmas time is here, by golly. Disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly. Fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens. Mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a T, a 4. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil, or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle. Hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Do you know this child?
The child is young Ebenezer Scrooge. You see, he is left here all alone. Nobody wants him. Poor lad.
Oh, poor lonely child. Poor lonely child.
When you're alone, alone in the world, when you're alone,
for each hand was planned for the world. Why don't my fingers reach? Millions of grains of sand in the world. Why such a lonely beach? Where is a voice to answer mine back?
Where are two shoes that click to my clack?
I'm all alone in the world.
Come, let us see another Christmas.
Say, I guess everybody just loves Christmas, don't they, Captain?
No, I'm sorry to say that there are some people who don't. In fact, there's a very famous story written by Charles Dickens. It's all about a man who actually hated Christmas.
A man who hated Christmas?
That's right. The story is called A Christmas Carol, and it goes like this.
There once was a man named Scrooge who hated Christmas cheer. He grumbled in his office when Christmas time was near.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug. I hate Christmas. And no raise for you, Bob Cratchit.
when frosty Christmas Eve, when Scrooge was all alone, he heard the sound of clanking and a ghastly, ghostly groan.
What's that? Who's there? Speak!
You've wasted all your days, Scrooge. I've come now to beseech you. Try and mend your ways, Scrooge, and I'll send three ghosts to teach you.
Learn to give, learn to love before your life is through. In Christmas lies the secret of a better life for you.
The ghost who came at 12 took Scrooge to see his past. He saw his friends and family, but the time went by so fast.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Fezziwig.
Look at the lovely pudding.
Let's dance a jig. What a fine party.
You were invited to that party, Scrooge, but you never went. You wasted your youth.
The ghost of Christmas present told Scrooge of Christmas fun. He heard a little boy he knew say, "Bless us, everyone."
God bless us, everyone.
That's my little boy, Tiny Tim. He's crippled and very frail. If only Scrooge had given me a raise, I could pay the doctors to make him well again. Still, Tim's always cheerful, especially at Christmas.
The third ghost was mighty gloomy, the ghost of a Christmas yet to come. While showing Scrooge his very own tomb, he said,
You must now get set to come.
And learn to give, learn to love before your life is through. In Christmas lies the secret of a better life for you.
I will. I'll change now before it's too late.
Next morning, Scrooge looked out. The day was bright and clear. His head was full of Christmas, and his heart was full of cheer.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Here, young man, here's a sixpence for you. Take two. They're small.
Now, to mend his stingy ways, I'll help the sick and poor, he said. I'll give my clerk a raise. And everyone loved Scrooge and called him a generous old man. A happy life lay ahead of him, for this is a happy tale we tell. And it was always said of him that he knew him, that he knew him, that he Christmas well.
He learned to love, he learned to give before his life was done.
Thank you.
And very soon, Mother turns the lights up in the afternoon. Children talk of Christmas. Brother wonders what Santa Claus will put into the stocking on his coat. Sister may be silent, but she thinks an awful lot. Every little girl would like to be the fairy on the Christmas tree, up above the party, dressed in white and shining in the candlelight. Every little boy has secret she must keep, that she can fly when she's asleep. Every little girl would like to be the fairy on the Christmas tree.
I was riding herd one night, all on a Christmas Eve, when I saw a spooky sight, one you never believe. All tuggered out and bone-tired, weary, Santa Claus came my way, dragging his reindeer across the prairie, hitched to a big red sleigh.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas, all on a Christmas Eve.
Set right down and rest, I said, here by the campfire's glow. Share my coffee, beans, and bread, for you have to go. You're pretty dumb like me, he said, to work in the wintry frost. I'm pretty dumb like you, I said, but mister, I ain't lost.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas all on a Christmas Eve.
I've been riding long, says he, looking for just one guy. Texas is too big for me, too darn wide and high. I'm leaving you a big lone star and a pair of silver spurs, here in a land of cattle farming, my last stop was yours. So he ate my beans and bread, drank till the pot was dry. Merry Christmas, son, he said, now I've got to fly. You keep watch on the herd, old partner, don't let the doggies roam. I'll just send for a Texas Northern, it'll blow me home.
All right, Pa, deal's a deal. Let's hear your Swedish ditty.
Oh, all right, I said I would and I will. Let it not be said that Ben Cartwright didn't keep a promise. All right, boys, tune me up.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing
black slacks. Black slacks.
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Mr. President.
Keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
I think the king of Sputnik is about to speak.
Oh.
Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jailhouse rock, it'll be a lot of rock.
Santa! 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 I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We're now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out.
We are now leaving Ghost Town. Have a Merry Christmas.
Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel, and the Joker got away.
Le passeport